Welcome to Angels in the House, Demons in the Field podcast. I am your host, Frank Mooney, alongside
John Mooney, owner of La Scarbo Kennels.
Today we're going to be talking to Louis Fackler about some stuff, dog stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Let's get Louis on the phone.
Louis, are you there?
Yeah, hey guys, how are you?
Well, we're doing good.
Everything's great, man. How's things awesome. Going this morning?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. It's spring break, so just kind of hanging around the house.
All right, there you go. So this is Louis Fackler. I mentioned him in the last podcast. He's a client and friend of mine, and he has a dog named Nordy, and he has a dog named, oh my goodness,
Rose,
yes. So Nordy is a maniac duck hunter and a phenomenal upland game dog. Louis has worked his tail off to get that dog to be a great duck hunter. And Louis, why don't you tell us a little bit about the beginning with Nordy when you got him and how that all went, doing business with me first off, and then maybe we'll move into how you got him to be such a great duck dog.
Yeah, sure. So I got him. He was born, I think he's only 7 years old, 7 or 8, I believe now.
Yep.
And he was born in January, and I picked him up from you early in the spring. And I get that cool book from you, little sheet, and it tells you kind of the stuff that you want me to work on, like the woeing and, basic things.
Yeah,
like
basic that. Obedience, some retrieving stuff, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Healing and all that. So I started off doing that. And then you have a program where you can do, if you live close like me, you can do like hourly sessions.
Right.
Or you can drop them off. I believe it's for a month?
Yeah, a minimum of a month. Yeah. They got to be at least 6 months old. Yep.
Yep. So I brought them down to you just before the pheasant hunting season, like a month before the pheasant season, to get them used to the gun and things like that. And, making sure he was retrieving the bird, because he was doing the dummy before, but I didn't have access to that other stuff. So you helped me with that, which was amazing, and got him going in the right direction. And then it was just from there, it was just communicating with you and making sure that if I had a problem or an issue, I could just call you up and, we'd talk through it and, pointing a little too close, what do I do, or blah blah blah, and you just give me some pointers, and that really helped. And I took him out pheasant hunting for the first time in western Minnesota.
He was probably about 7-8 months old.
He was 7 months old, just a little guy.
Right.
And it was me and one other friend, and I told my buddy, I said, we're going to walk through this field and whatever, and then Bird gets up and, I want you to shoot. I'm just there because you don't want to frighten the dog with, 5-6 shots all at once, and he doesn't know what's going on. It's his first time, so, blah, blah, blah.
So, the first hunt and the first several hunts, it's about him. That first year, that first year is all about Nordy, right? That remember we talked about that.
Yep. In the first year. Yeah. Even with, and like you said, with the duck hunting too. So the first year after I took him pheasant hunting, I didn't take him duck hunting at all.
No,
he didn't even go. He was retrieving dummies in the water, never been on a boat ride, blah blah blah. That all happened the next year.
Yeah, the next spring, I remember. Yeah,
so the next spring then I started working with Nordy doing boat rides. So every day we'd go out. I live right over by White Bear, so we'd
White Bear Lake.
Get in the duck boat, White Bear Lake. Yep. Yep. Sure. So we'd hop in there, go for a quick boat ride, come back, you know, get to the dock, make sure, go to the car. I mean, all these little things I don't really think about, you know, when it comes to even getting out there, you know, making sure you're in the kennel in your car at all times, which that is a huge thing I'd like to stress too, is make sure when you do go places, put your dog in the kennel.
Who taught you that, Louie? I wonder who told you that.
Well, you taught me it, and I actually experienced an accident where I needed, he would have flew out the window and died if he wasn't in his kennel. So
yep.
Every time I see somebody with a dog not in a kennel in a car, it just makes me feel so bad. But
yeah, people don't realize. I mean, it's just like a human. They're going to go flying around. They're going to get hurt or killed. I mean, you got to protect them. It's not just because it's a dog doesn't mean he can jump around in the car everywhere. So, yeah, I'm glad that you took that seriously, because it did save his life, no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, boy, I would have missed him, because let me tell you, he retrieves ducks. He sits in the boat. Or actually what I have him do most of the time is he just woes in the boat. Mm-hmm. He just stands there, doesn't do anything, doesn't make a peep. He could just sit there all day. He just loves it. It's his favorite thing. And geese, let me tell you, oh boy, that's his favorite thing to retrieve. He just goes nuts. The first few times I take him out every year, and this happens every year, you shoot a goose or a duck your first time out, and he will bark out to get the bird like he's so excited.
Yeah, I remember that when we went out hunting opening day, and we were just shooting all those ducks, and he was just going crazy. Loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it is just his favorite thing, and I think the reason why is because I took that time and I didn't make it about me the first year. I made sure that when I did finally get him ready to go on his first duck hunt, I made sure it was a quick hunt. I made sure the lake I was on didn't have a lot of pressure. It might not have been the best lake to duck hunt, but it was the best lake for him to get started.
Yeah, for training, sure.
Yep. It had a nice hard bottom, so easy walking. You know, we did all the practice before, but I also made sure to make good shots and make shots where the dog could see the bird.
Not a lot of blind retrieves, mainly stuff he could see and he could go get. My experience with him, Louis, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm going to anyways, because this is my show. I my experience with him and you out duck hunting is colder than heck in Minnesota here, hunting down on the river. And it is cold and it is snowing and it is blowing. And here's Nardi. Just sitting over there, no problem, just waiting. He's got his little vest on, and he's just hanging out. Didn't even know he was there. And then the birds come, shoot birds, Nardi, water, in, get the bird, bring it right back, ready to go again. No whining, no none of that stuff. I mean, the dog, he impresses the heck out of me, I'm telling you that. But in good training, of course, that comes into play.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because the guys that I work with were like, you know, I told them I purchased a dog, and they're like, oh, what kind of dog did you get? And I'm like, oh, a French Brittany. And they're like, oh, well, why did you do that? You're a big duck hunter. I would have thought you got a lab or, you know, something, sure. A Chesapeake, or because that's primarily what I do is duck hunt. And mm-hmm. I took a couple of guys out. Gosh, I think he was like 3 years old. I took him out, and we had this flock of geese come in, and we ended up shooting a couple out of the flock, and Nordy jumps into the water and he's swimming like a madman to get over there. And my one friend looks over at me and goes, "Are you sure he can bring that in? I mean, it's like the size of the dog." And I said, I go, "He may not be the fastest dog, you know, but," I said, "you watch." He can go through anything. He'll go through mud with no water. I mean, it is just amazing. And he went out and retrieved that goose and brought it right back to his hand, and he goes, "Wow." He goes, "You have something special here." And I said, "You know, they love the water. It's just one of those things that people don't realize how versatile the French Brittany actually is."
Right, exactly. And that's what people don't understand. And they use them in Europe. They use them for everything. And we do here. Like you, you're a huge duck hunter. I mean, you're an upland game guy too, but you're a huge duck hunter. And you wanted a dog that would do that for you, and he does it all. I mean, you can't ask him to do any more than what he does.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, even with the upland thing, well, you know, when we were out west too,
in Montana,
and it was like, it was what, 30 below that morning? Oh, and we're like, "Oh, we'll just wait a couple hours," because we were freezing. Yeah. Like, I wasn't really worried about the dogs, you know, I was more worried about us. And
right.
I think we waited till it was like 10, 15 below, and we went out and they didn't care. I mean, they just love it. And it is so amazing. You know, I always tell people too, I go, don't buy a French Brittany if you don't want a best friend. I mean, if you're looking for a dog that you don't want to pay attention to or something like that, you know, then you probably don't want to get one. But if you truly want like a best friend and a guy that will work really hard for you and be there for you and a great house dog.
I mean,
good with kids. I got a 9-month-old and a 5-year-old and two dogs, and they are just beautiful. Well, you see, and I sent you that picture the other day. They were all sleeping together on the couch or whatever.
And, yeah, well, angels in the house and demons in the field. That one video, getting back to the goose, I have a video on my website that you sent me of Nordy retrieving that honker. I think it was like a 12-pound honker, Canadian honker, and effortless and some pretty good chop too in the lake. Yeah, it's amazing. They fit the bill for anybody. If you, like Louis said, if you want a great companion, they fit the bill, dynamite. And then they can go out in the field and do anything you want them to do. You just got to give them opportunity and show them what you want them to do, and they'll do it. It's a fun breed. I'm glad you're enjoying it, Louis.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love it. And it has just been a blessing, you know. I mean, we've been through everything together, and, you know, through the marsh, through the field, through this, through that. And he has just been a great dog, you know. And then Rose, too. Rose is also another really good dog. The only difference with her is I just... Unfortunately, I, you know, hurt my ACL and stuff, so I haven't got to give her the full amount of training that I wanted to. But boy, let me tell you, she has the drive and the nose, and she is a good little hunter too.
Well, she's gonna be, you know, that you've given her enough, and I gave her a little stuff too, but you gave her a plenty to get her heading in the right direction. So, you know, people always worried about that. You can't, you know, the old adage, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's a bunch of baloney. These dogs, I've gotten dogs in. I had one dog here that was 6 years old. The guy had planned on hunting, and life got in the way, and he just never did. And then dog 6 years old, and he had time in his life. Things changed, and he had plenty of time. I think he retired, actually. And he came back to me, he goes, "John, I haven't done anything with this dog. Do you think it's too late?" I said, "I don't think so. Let's go out and give it a shot." Dog went out and pointed 3 birds right away. And then a couple more chances, times he came for training, we shot birds over him, got him acclimated to the gun. And all of a sudden, this dog is doing everything he'd ever want. And the dog was 6 years old by that time. So the old adage, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, is a bunch of baloney, especially in this breed. They love to please you. They want to be around. They want to do the things that you're doing. So it's never too late.
So. Absolutely. I mean, you are totally right there, because we did I usually do like a family Thanksgiving, just a game farm hunt or whatever. Sure. And we brought Rose and Nordy out, and my parents never hunted with Rose or whatever. And I think we put like 30 birds out. And boy, let me tell you, they both, I mean, a couple hours, we were done. You know, the game farm, they're a little bit easier, but the dogs don't really know that. You know, they're just out there.
Still
got to
find them. Yep, they still got to find them.
Still finding them and stuff. And boy, yeah, Rose was just a rock star at that. So,
yeah.
I haven't done the duck hunting training with her just because, I mean, Nordy is
lights out.
You can't ask for much more. So I am just sticking with the one in the boat is much easier, you know. Just me or you. So.
Right. So I'm so impressed with him is that he, I mean, of course it's training, but then it has to do with the breed, this dog that we have, is that he sits there in with such intensity. And I mean, he rarely whines. That's what I'm just so impressed with. I had a Labrador many years ago, 35, 40 years ago, that dog, he would sit in the blind and whine constantly. And it was too much. It was like, okay, chill out. Yeah. You know, you're going to go and you're going to get some birds. Let's just relax. This dog, he sits there and uses his brain, man. He's a smart dude. In the field with him, what another thing that I was so impressed with him is, I would tell you this dog has drive like you won't believe. I mean, you're going to go through a field and I'll guarantee you, right, Louie, you're not going to miss birds. You're going to find every bird in that field. And he will absolutely make sure that if there's something there, he checks back, he comes back, he goes back and checks different areas and makes sure that things aren't there. I mean, I remember up in North Dakota one time when we were up there and, was colder than crap that time too. What is it with the weather when we're going hunting? It's colder than hell every time. But we were out there and I remember you fell through that slough and you went up to your waist and that was fun. That made for an interesting rest of the hunt when you're freezing your legs off. But he went out and found birds in that field and they were under the snow and man, what a fun thing to watch him perform. And he just gotten better. So he's like 7, between 5 and 8, I tell people is when you'll see they're at their prime. Doesn't mean he can't hunt until he's 12, 14 years old. If you keep him in good shape, which you will, it doesn't mean he can't do that. He'll just slow down and, you know, maybe not to be as athletic as he once was, but, he'll be hunting a long time and he'll use his brain instead and his nose versus his legs. He'll use that to his advantage.
Absolutely.
For sure. Well, hey Lou, it's been great. Do you have any other stories that you maybe wanted to tell us that we could listen to? If you could think of anything. I mean, there's a bunch of them and I'm putting you on the spot here, of course.
I just have a ton of stories. I think the most impressive thing is the retrieving of the geese. I still like to go back to that because people just, it's like they almost, their mouth just drops, you know, they're like, yep. Holy cow, how is he out there doing that? It's cold, like you said, too. Every time we go out, if you're worried about if a French Brittany is going to be cold, I mean, we're hunting in 20 degree weather on the river or wherever, and it's blowing, snowing, and they just hang out, you know? Obviously, you got to be cautious about it, and you got to look for signs of if they're too cold and whatnot.
Yeah, you know your dog, and you know when he can, what he can handle, what he can't. I mean, that vest alone really helps him a lot. That's huge. Oh,
absolutely. And, you know, it's the two. It's when you work with them and stuff, like you said, you get this special bond. It's like you can, you just look at each other, and you can, like, almost talk to each other, you know?
He knows what you want, for sure.
Exactly.
Well, you've spent a lot of time with them, and I really encourage people, if you want a great hunting dog, you know, they used to say that the only good hunting dogs are ones that are kept in a kennel, and that's a bunch of baloney, especially in this breed. The more they're with you, the better they are in the field. I have experienced with my dogs. The dogs in the kennel I have are really good hunting dogs, no doubt about it. But the ones that are in the house that are around me all the time, wow, what a difference. You can see it because they know, they understand what you want. It's a different, absolutely, it's a different level, just what you were saying. And you can look at him, he knows what you want. So
exactly.
It's really important to spend as much time as you can with that dog. If you're going to have a dog like that, that you bought for hunting, give them the opportunity, man. These dogs will blow you away because they, Nordy's still learning. I mean, there's things that he doesn't know yet that he's going to learn just being in the field. And that's just from giving them opportunity like you do.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Actually, you know, I do got one other little story. Actually, I was thinking about this. You remember, so we were in, we were out in Montana.
Yep.
And we were hunting around that, like, old farmhouse.
Yeah,
and
I think that was cool.
Had, was it Nuki or?
Yeah, it might have been. It might have been. Yeah. I can't remember which dog. I had a couple dogs with me, but I can't remember which one. Yeah,
but one of your dogs went on a great point, and you shot one over there, and then we were coming around the other side, and a bird gets up on my side, and I took two shots, and I shot its leg right off.
You were trying to, he couldn't run, right? Is that what you did that?
Yep, because, you know, I wanted
I usually just shoot him in the head.
Right? Yeah, so I shot him in the
Louis
leg.
Louis does the leg. He doesn't want him to run.
Right? Well, and I want to get the dog to retrieve, you know, a 500-yard retrieve. But
oh, that was unbelievable.
You remember this?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally.
So I shot his leg, and Nordy just, you know, he goes and you're like, what does he do? And I go, I shot its leg. You're like, okay. And he goes up over this hill, down the hill into this slough that was like slough grass type stuff.
A huge slough.
Yeah. We're standing there waiting, you know, about, I don't know, it probably felt like a half hour, but it was 5 minutes.
It was 5, 10 minutes. It was long enough.
Yeah. And he comes back up over this hill and he's got that pheasant live with it, you know, head up sitting there, and he brings it all the way right back to us, drops it, you know, and then I took care of it and we put it in our thing. But man, that was just an amazing retrieve. I had forgotten about that. Yeah, that was just so fun. And he's done that multiple times where, you know, two duck hunting, you shoot one and it has a heart attack and it flies another 30 yards, shoots way up in the air and then drops. And he goes out there and I just tell him to go back and point and, he just keeps swimming all the way out there. Could be a 100-yard swim there and back, and comes right back to the boat. Yep. Jumps in. Remember,
it's
really impressive.
Remember what I told you early on when you first got the dog? I said, trust your dog. Trust him. If you give him the opportunity and he knows what you want, and he's got that prey drive that's over the top. When he saw that bird. I remember that exact situation. I can picture it in my mind. That was cool. That bird flew, and then it dropped into the, it went into that cattail slough or the hay grass or whatever it was. I said, just let him go. I mean, that guy went out there and hunted, and you were getting a little nervous, but all of a sudden, here he is. He's got that live bird in his mouth. It's unreal. So you got to trust your dog. He's going to go find it. They've got the drive to get it. So give him the opportunity.
Absolutely.
I had forgotten all about that. That was cool as heck. I was impressed. Yeah. That was a pretty cool deal. Well, Louie, I think we're going to wrap it up here. And I don't know, Frank, you got anything to ask Louie or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Tell him about your hunt, man, real quickly. Tell him about your opening day hunt with Louie. I wasn't able to go. I don't know why, but I couldn't go. And so Frank took my place with Louie. And who were you out there? Was just you and Louie?
And Rick.
Oh, and Rick was there.
Yeah.
Tell a little bit about that hunt. That was...
That was a lot of fun. Shot our limit. We limited out pretty quickly, actually. Yeah. But yeah, Nordy was just amazing out there. He was just going crazy, just out, get a bird, come back, drop it off, go out to get another bird, come back. It was just over and over and over again. Yeah. And he loved it. He loved it. He was wanting more and more. So that was a really good experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was funny too, because I mean, we were shooting birds. There would be birds that would come in on your side and you'd drop a couple, and then they'd dog would go out, and then some would come on my side and I'd shoot one or so. And then he'd just literally just come back to the boat and I'd send them back out the other way. We just kind of do that.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, we don't want to be shooting over the dog. So it was, we were just taking turns.
Yeah,
exactly. And that was a special treat, but getting out there wasn't the funnest. I remember, I think we were a little sore after that one.
Yeah. It was worth it though.
Oh yeah. When you get, get to have a hunt like that and watch a dog that performs at that high level, it's definitely worth it. And then, you know, if you have a son like I have that can shoot like a son of a gun, Louie, can this kid shoot or what?
Oh boy. Let me tell you, Dad.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean,
I'm either on or I'm off. That's just how it is.
Well, that's me too. And it's really bad for me. I'm okay or really, really bad. There's no in between.
Well, okay, man. Well, thank you. And, you know, lots of hunting ahead of us. It's too bad. Frank is going off to the service here in July. And so we're going to be missing him in our hunting field out in the field, Louie. But you know, we're going to get going. We'll just have to relay those fun times to Frank after we do them.
Yeah, thanks
a
lot.
Absolutely.
Have fun without me.
When you get back too, we'll definitely go out many more times. You got your home. Anyways.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Lou, we're going to let you roll, buddy. Really nice talking to you. You have a good one, buddy.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
Make sure to tune in next Monday for the next episode of Angels in the House, Demons in the Field. I'm Frank Mooney.
And I'm John Mooney. It was a blast today. Thanks for joining us.